this spring, Georgia Piedmont Technical College and Clark Atlanta University will implement a new partnership between the two schools. Now, Georgia Piedmont is public. It used to be part of Georgia Perimeter College, which, of course, recently merged with Georgia State University. And Clark Atlanta University is a historically black institution.
Tasneem Shama was at Clark Atlanta this morning, where presidents of both colleges signed the agreement to work together. She's here with us now in studio to tell us a bit more. Welcome, Tasneem.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So what was the big announcement today?
The big thing was cross-enrollment, and so that's the most obvious. It's like where students are going to be able to take classes at Clark Atlanta University, and then Clark Atlanta University students will be able to take Georgia Piedmont Technical College classes. But it's also giving students who want to attend Clark Atlanta but maybe don't meet the bar a chance to take remedial classes at the Community Technical College and then get into Clark Atlanta.
So that's the big thing. What else is part of this partnership?
Georgia Piedmont Technical College's president, Jabari Simama, he's actually a Clark Atlanta alum, and he was saying, like, the big idea is going from a GED, so, like, someone who doesn't even have a high school diploma, to getting your PhD. So, like, a student that starts out at Georgia Piedmont Technical College could eventually graduate from Clark Atlanta with a four-year degree and then pursue, like, a higher-level degree afterwards. And here's what he had to say today.
If we're looking at each other as competing for the same meager dollars and competing for the same students, the fact of the matter is there are a large number of students who are not touched by the community technical college system or by HBCUs.
So he says it makes financial sense to work together and help the most students possible.
Tasneem, is this a unique partnership between two institutions? Have we seen anything like this in Georgia before?
I'm not sure if we've seen anything in Georgia, but there have been partnerships like this in the past where public institutions and private universities have partnered together. But they do want to become a national model and create partnerships like this. Something else that I didn't mention, so the graduate students who are at Clark Atlanta University will be able to become adjunct faculty at Georgia Piedmont Technical College. So it works out for both institutions. And the other thing is, like, if you look at the graduation rates, Clark Atlanta University, it's 40%. At Georgia Piedmont Technical College, it's 74%. And when I asked Clark Atlanta President Ronald Johnson about this, he says it's partly because, you know, the students that they're admitting are lower income.
The cost of education is high, and therefore you lose students because they don't have the financial resources to continue. If we actually work with Georgia Piedmont Technical College and some of our students who want to go on in the film industry and they can get certified to be PAs, then they can actually have opportunity to work during the summer, they have opportunity to work in the industry, and that generates income, which then allows them to continue their studies.
So it's these technical certificates that will really help the Clark Atlanta University students, like, for example, even if they don't finish their degree. But obviously the goal is to finish the degree. And just mentioning, like, the tuition difference as well. Like, at Georgia Piedmont Technical College, it's about, you know, $3,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And then at Clark Atlanta, it's $16,000. So that's where there's a bit of an issue, as he mentioned. So this partnership will help them boost enrollment, retention, and graduation rates.
So it sounds, Tasneem, like a really positive thing. Are there any negatives, any detractors who said, you know, maybe this isn't such a good idea?
I haven't heard anything like that. I mean, all the students I spoke to there were really excited about it. And there's going to be an implementation committee to follow this through and see how it's actually working. But it seems like it'll work out for both.
WABE's Tasneem Shama, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tasneem.